Frank Jensen, and my position is bus driver emeritus.
Oh, emeritus. I like that. When did you start operating a bus?
My first day of training was July the 2nd, 1973.
So yeah. What's kept you doing this type of work for so long?
Having kids, I have to pay for my kids. Actually, it's interesting because my father was a bus driver.
Oh.
He started, I guess, back in the 50s and worked till about 1984, 85, something like that. He was there for 31 years.
Wow. So you needed to beat him by 10 years.
Well, that's what it turned out to be. But as I say, when he did 31, and he was here for about 5 years when I worked. And he's,
oh, wow.
And he actually... We traded the odd day off here and there, and anyway, he retired owing me a day, which I never let him forget, actually. I said, you know, you still owe me a day's work, you know.
What would you say is the biggest difference between driving a bus, those early years and now?
A lot less technical.
It was just a lot less technical.
You weren't having to pre-trip the bus. You were relying on what the previous driver or what the mechanic had said before. If they okayed it on the line, then you knew that it was probably just fine to drive.
When you say pre-trip, can you explain what that is?
The pre-trip is when you get out in the morning, you check out the brakes, you bleed the brakes, you walk around the bus to see if there's any previous damage on it, check the back doors, you just go through. You got about a 10-minute check to go through and check everything, whereas before you would just hop on the bus and you drive it.
Well, that's nice to know that's changed.
You check the horn, you check the windshield wipers and everything. Yep.
What has been your favorite part of the job?
I'd say probably dealing with the public, you know. I've never had a problem with it at all. I treat everybody with respect. It doesn't matter what color or what religion they are, you know, and if somebody acknowledges me, I acknowledge them back, and I think that's the big thing, is just treating everybody with respect, and, mm-hmm. and it comes back on you. It comes back to you. And
What are you going to miss? I mean, it's pretty fresh already, but what are you going to miss?
I won't miss the traffic for sure. what I'll really miss probably is a lot of the camaraderie of the other guys here, you know, because it takes a special breed to, and you know, it's a big multitask. In fact, you were asking me before, but the job has become a lot more multitasking too, you know, because with different fares and people asking you questions and remembering when someone wants to get off, you know, which I forgot today at the odd time. But
that's a lot to ask, though. There's a lot of people on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and when you're dealing with everybody else, and then someone rings the bell, and I went by the stop a couple of times. Oh yeah, I better stop here.
Yeah. So mostly the people you work with.
Yeah, the people that I work with, actually, great bunch of guys, you know.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to. My plan is to move up to the Sunshine Coast.
Wow.
Move out of town and just buy some waterfront property, hopefully with a dock, and get a boat and. Get a dog and plant a garden and melt into the earth.
Melt into the earth. Well, it's nice and warm up there.
Yeah, I used to do the 403, actually. I did the 403 bus for years, actually, and Chinese New Year, I would constantly be getting little red envelopes.
Yes, he comes home every day with muffins and cakes and apples and bananas. And
yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to go shopping. Yeah. He gets his lunch brought every day by his customers.
Not as much on this one I do now, because I did the 405 for so much longer.
That's great.
Dim sum, quite often they bring me a big container of dim sum. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
He goes for lunch with his customers?
Yeah.
And so your name again?
Chris. Yeah, Jensen. Yeah.
And Natalie Jensen.
And you were talking about all the things your dad gets.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the pastries and fruit and everything, and he goes for lunch with them on their birthdays, and they hang out afterwards. It's great.
Frank
got
travel recommendations from, I think, certain Italian passengers, and he developed a relationship with an older gentleman who used to go out for lunch with every week, who I think since has passed on. I mean,
it was about, every couple of months we go out for lunch, and then numerous times, and sometimes he'd buy, sometimes I'd buy. He always ordered too much food. And I had to end up eating it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't eat as much, but...
And what has it been to have a father that's a bus operator over the years? Anything you're going to miss?
The bus stories. When we were little, we'd always ask Dad to tell us.
There's always something going on.
Entertaining.
Yeah. I think we're all looking forward to have him retire and be able to enjoy himself right now and do what he wants to do. So
yeah.
I think as much as he's gonna miss certain parts, but he's gonna really enjoy finishing off.